Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
Terrific run. Again, just, you want to win these games. As coaches always say.
Right, you're right.
Tom Brady said that you want to win these games. Coaches always tell you that. He's spot on. Spiegel and Holmes show on The Score. I thought Brady was really good yesterday. I don't know about you, but I think he's...
I didn't think it was his best game, but I thought he was fine.
I thought there were a ton of really good moments. I thought it was even fun. He was funny twice. He said, same push, different tush,
mm-hmm.
when Tucker Kraft was in there, I think it was, or whoever it was for the Eagles.
It was Dallas Goedert.
It was Goddard. They both did it with the tight end. And then he said, I've never seen anybody read a book. I've seen a quarterback eat a hot dog.
Yes.
Goes back to Sanchez.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like he should just let her rip these last, three games that he's going to call? Because I don't think he's doing this after the season is over.
I don't think he should be doing it, Lawrence. I don't think he should be doing it right now, this week.
Why not?
I'm pissed, frankly. And I think any Bears fan or Cowboys fan or Jaguars fan, any team that is desirous of Ben Johnson as a head coach should not like the fact that the Raiders, who are hardcore into the idea of Ben Johnson, are having one of their owners call the game this week. Now, Brady is not allowed to go to meetings, but he's certainly allowed to hang around the team and hang around the facility and hang around the field before games.
Well, wait. He is not allowed to hang around the facility.
Okay.
He can the place where the game is called,
uh-huh.
he can be there and he can be on the field like he was with Caleb.
Sure.
When the Bears were on Fox that time and
right.
he called the game.
He can interact with Ben Johnson as much as he wants and Ben Johnson allows before the game, right there on the field, and use his largesse of, hey, look at me, Tom Brady, which of course he's going to use anyway. But he can use it in the course of that game, and Ben Johnson gets to watch other people kissing Tom Brady's ass and be around the orbit of Tom Brady. It's like, you remember the moment when LeBron and Chris Bosh went to Miami and
the banana boat
and sat with Pat Riley,
threw the rings on the table,
said, "Hey, look at me. This is what I do." You know. Brady's going to have that moment in Vegas eventually if Ben Johnson takes an in-person interview, but he's essentially also getting that by the way that Brady is treated and dealt with it right there on the field of the game. It is such a conflict of interest, and to me, it is like the worst possible case scenario when you thought about the potential conflicts of interest, and you've been all over it all year, Lawrence, about the conflict of interest here, but the fact that Brady is in these dual roles, these conversations he's going to have stands as an additional de facto interview and a chance to impress and showing the possible coach that Tom is fully willing to disregard the rules of the league because he's above the freaking law. I hate it, and I think it's wrong, and I don't think Fox should be allowed to have that interaction happen. They should police him before the game.
They're not going to do that.
I know they're not, but they should send Greg Olsen in. There should be something that is... This is unjust, what's happening this week, in my opinion.
Would you feel this way if the Bears weren't looking for a coach?
No, I think this is... As I'm saying, this situation has come up... It's the Bears, it's the Jaguars, it's the Saints if they're going to try an interview. It's any of these other teams that are in direct competition with his Raiders. It's the worst case scenario.
Well, this is what other teams were afraid of,
yes.
Which is why they didn't want him to... So to whiteboard this for people, ordinarily when a broadcast of this magnitude happens, the broadcast team gets an opportunity. They get favored, best, most favored nation status inside of a football facility. So Burkhart and EA and Tom Rinaldi will be able to go into the Detroit building and they'll pick a couple of people. Hey, can we get 10 minutes with Dan Campbell? Can we get 5 minutes with Ben Johnson? Can we get 5 minutes with Jared Goff?
Mm-hmm.
They're able to do that. That's what ordinarily happens with the color commentator too. But the league put the rules in so that Brady could not do that part of it. So that's one firewall. But what Spiegs is talking about, it keeps happening. And he's Tom Brady.
He's Tom freaking Brady. He's hanging around. Of course, he could be texting Ben Johnson, you know, as much as he wants. There's no law against that. Or texting with Ben Johnson's agent or whoever and doing all of that. And that's his right as a human, and that's not policed. And it's just, it is the worst possible scenario for the conflict of interest.
Yeah, the conflict of, and maybe the conflict of interest in calling the game, that's the part where I'm not so sure on. I feel like Tom will probably call it as he sees it. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt of that because I haven't seen him do anything differently than that.
Yeah, no, but I don't think it's damaging the broadcast. I think the broadcasts have been really good, in my opinion.
No, but you were saying how like you were worried that maybe he's out there talking glowingly about Ben Johnson and Ben Johnson's offense, and then it could be his agent or someone in his family like, oh, you know, Tom was really, really doing stuff for you.
I'm not worried about his credibility as an announcer.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about it because I don't think he's going to be doing it much longer.
Yeah, you think he's going to be forced to choose?
I don't think he's going to.
You just think he's going to bail?
I've always felt that once we saw that the ownership stake became a thing, once he got ratified in that role, I just think Tom's too competitive to not go and run the Raiders. And I think that's probably what he's going to do. Now, if he ends up in the booth next year, I'll be surprised because of it. But and maybe this is, you know, what him doing that. Like maybe this is him using what he could look at as a competitive advantage. And we all know that, Tom, when there is a competitive
advantage. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's shades of Spygate and dragging a bag of balls into the bathroom to inflate them to his preferred amount.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who he is.
This was always the problem, though. This was always the problem with making him that dude. And the league didn't seem to care about it. The only person that I saw like vigorously like fighting against it was Florio. And from the moment that it happened, Florio was like, man, this really,
absolutely,
this really gives you a lot of conflicts here.
And I didn't feel it as much. And like, but I just think this is exactly the nightmare scenario. Brady has been the guy, you know, who seemingly is behind the interest. So we'd heard about Ben Johnson. They fired the GM to make it more appealing. And now he gets some opportunities for interaction in game week. That said, I thought it was really good yesterday. There was a moment when Jordan Love decided to throw deep down the right side to a wide receiver in single coverage. And there was a penalty on Green Bay, and Brady was all over exactly what happened in real time. It made for a compelling broadcast.
Love going fade far side. It is knocked away at the last second by Rodgers. We told you he subbed in for Slay and tended for Dobbs.
It's actually a run play
penalty
called.
Too.
A penalty, yeah. Maybe downfield, but a run play called. Yeah. So when you call the run and then the quarterback decides to throw it, the ball's got to come out of his hands very quickly.
An eligible player downfield. Offense, number 79. 5-yard penalty. First down.
Yeah, Glover's obviously blocking the run. He's right here. So he doesn't know Jordan Love's pulling to throw it. But then he sees a one-on-one with a backup corner. That's an aggressive thought by Love. I do like that a lot. He makes a good throw, but better coverage.
So that was a run initially?
That was a run called, and he pulled it. So that corner comes up there and press, and you have a fade adjust like that. That gives you a good opportunity. Now, that was Darius Slay. He's probably not throwing that ball.
That was dissected in real time and given to you in a way that even surprised Kevin Burkhart, and I thought it was awesome. And, you know, so like he's good at this and he's gotten better and I wish he'd stay at this, but we'll see. The ego right now demands that he does both and we'll see which one the ego prefers next year if he's forced to choose.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily the ego.
I think the ego is behind the broadcast.
I think that it wasn't a done deal until we got like into the season that he would have that ownership stake. He wanted to stay close to football, and you can choose your own adventure on why he wanted to stay close to football. And maybe it was so that he would have an opportunity to kind of get a free peek at what's happening all around the league.
Oh, you're right. He learned a hell of a lot this year, I'm sure.
And this is what I've been asking the Bears to do. Do you want to win? Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Well.
This is, we know that Tom Brady is the Eddie Guerrero of the NFL. He'll do whatever he has to do.
When I pick those footballs out, at that point, you know, to me, they're perfect.
That's right.
He found them perfect.
Well, absolutely. No, it's very serious. This is a very serious, you know, topic.
Very serious.
It didn't feel serious when he was talking about his perfect balls.
It didn't seem like it.
It didn't. I don't know if Tanny thought it was serious. Shane, did you think the perfect balls was a serious topic? It's hard to
me, those balls are perfect.
I mean, you got to love yourself. You got to be enjoying that. How about Jordan Love yesterday? What did he throw? 3 picks and could have thrown 6?
This is the thing with Jordan Love. They're going to be those games. There's also going to be the games where he throws 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, that ball on the play we just talked about, that was like a perfect ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw a few real good balls, and he had like no wide receivers by the end of that game with Watson out and Jaden Reed out.
He's out there with almost nobody.
Bo Melton and somebody named Heath.
They were still competitive, and I thought it was another mistake that LaFleur made in the Bears game, too.
Going away from the run?
Josh Jacobs is the dude. Like, that guy is an amazing player, and they needed to do more of it. Did you see that crazy run down to the 1 yard line?
Yes, I did.
My God.
With the shirt getting ripped off.
Like just putting his shoulders. Shout out to Baker Mayfield, too. Hey, Hall of Fame linebacker Fred Warner, you want some?
Come get some. My goodness.
Come get some. After, I'll meet you at midfield.
Yeah, that was the best game of the weekend last night, and I knew it was going to be. It had that feeling, and then – thank God. Now, there weren't a lot of other good games. True. But I thought that was the best game of the weekend.
It was but the thing is that the Green Bay Philly game, the physicality
it was good
of it,
for a while, yeah.
I really, really enjoyed that part.
Mm-hmm.
What's Hell Week?
Oh, it's time you learned. It's time. If the listeners know, don't say it. Shane and Tanny know. Hell Week has begun. It culminates tomorrow.
Am I involved or?
I mean, only tangentially, you know, you might feel, you might feel the repercussions of me going through Hell Week.
Okay.
We'll see. You can tell me whether you feel it already, in fact.
Yeah, it kind of feels like it.
Yeah. We'll talk about that next here on 670 The Score at Spiegel & Holmes.